checking. We got Big Baby Jonathan in the building.
Baby, baby, what's poppin'?
This is Big Baby Sports. We going live in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's go. Lakers all day. Coming hard. Gonna play. Got that Mamba mentality in my brain. In my brain. Lake show, stand up.
Stand up.
Lake show, stand up.
Breaking news. It's showtime. What's good, everybody? It's your boy, Big Baby. What's poppin', everybody? It's Big Baby Jonathan here. Got a very special guest, Dan the Laker fan, man. Dan the Laker fan, man. It's an honor to have you on the show, man. How's it going, man? Hope all's well with you and the family.
It's going great, man. Thanks for having me, bro. Long overdue, man. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, man. Let's get into some Laker talk, man. Unfortunately, Lakers lost last night, man. What did you see last night that you didn't like about the game overall in general from this team last night?
Man, well, the most important thing for me, man, I know we're going to collect a lot of losses along the way, unfortunately, you know, with due to injuries. But the thing that bothers me the most is that when they come out here with a lackluster effort, man, I'm talking the body language, you know, the laziness out on the court, making bad passes and just not executing the half court, man. I haven't really seen that a lot since LeBron went out. So, you know, it's extremely unfortunate, man, that we don't get to have that luxury of having a LeBron James or an Anthony Davis, but we still got to come out here and play as hard as we possibly can. What about yourself, man? What do you see you don't like?
Like you said, man, sometimes what the Lakers do, man, sometimes they play lackadaisical for the first couple quarters, and they try to pick it up, and they still stay lackadaisical. But last night, they shot 27%, you know? Shot 10 out of 36, 27% from the three-point line. You know, we got to do better. You know, LeBron's not going to be back for a while. AD ain't going to be back for a while. We just got to hold the fort down, and it sucks. Andre Drummond got injured, big toe. So now he's probably going to be on the shelf for a while. So I just feel like this season, man, has been hitting with injuries, man. LeBron, Anthony Davis, you know, Caruso, health and safety protocol and all that stuff, man. So, like, for me, as the Lakers are 30-17, to me, I feel like these last couple games down the stretch are going to be like preseason games to get find our niche when LeBron and AD come back, and then we're going to turn it up in the playoffs like we always do with LeBron.
That's absolutely, man. Absolutely. And the thing here is, man, is that, you know, the schedule's about to get a lot tougher. So they have to sink or swim now. You know, if not, we're going to find ourselves probably in the play-in tournament. And the last thing you want to do is, you know, put that kind of pressure on LeBron and AD coming off of injuries to now have to pull your team out of the gutter. So I really hope that the Lakers could piece together a couple of wins. So tomorrow night is going to be crucial, bro, because we play the Sacramento Kings. They're obviously a below 500 team, and they do have some nice young pieces as well. So it's going to be a very crucial game for the Lakers, man. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, man. We can't underestimate Sacramento, but Luke Walton's over there, man, in Sacramento, and he's doing the same things in Sacramento that he did with the Lakers, you know, so I'm not surprised
why the Kings are. Love you too, David.
Yeah, love you too, David. What's going on, man?
Appreciate you, boss.
But overall, like, game against the Kings tomorrow, we can't let Buddy Hield get going. Because last game when we played in Sacramento, he let us up. They beat us last game when we played in Sacramento. So for us, we have to play with that defense, the hustle, and limit the turnovers. Because yesterday, Lakers had 22 turnovers. That's unacceptable. We got to do a better job. You know,
extremely sloppy, bro. Extremely sloppy. And my thing is, Dennis Schroeder is supposed to be our floor general, especially with LeBron out. He's supposed to be that guy. He wants over $20 million in contract extensions. He has to play that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not going to get that from any other team, especially if he's not showing up. And I thought last night's game was atrocious. Forget about the numbers. You know, 16 points looks nice on a stat sheet. But the way he was coming out, the body language, man, I'm not sure if he's upset he didn't get the contract extension. But what do you think, man? Would you give Dennis Schroeder that type of money in the open market? You think he's worth it, or do you think he's more of a role player / bench player coming off the bench? What do you have, man?
For Dennis Schroeder, man, I feel like Dennis Schroeder declined that option. It was a 4 years, $80 million, I believe.
Yes, sir.
Somewhere around that range.
That's what they say. Yeah. I don't know if I believe the report.
Yeah, same. I feel like he is going to try to show his value now until the playoffs. And I feel like if he turns up in the playoffs, you give him more money. But I feel like we can use that money for another point guard, in my personal opinion. Dennis Schroeder's talented, loves the game, but there's other point guards out there. You know, Kyle Lowry, like, you know, I would give him the money, you know?
Right. He's well,
proven champion.
The thing about Kyle Lowry is he's 35, and his 35 to me is not the same 35 as a LeBron 35. I think people are, especially LeBron fans, I feel like they feel, okay, we're on LeBron's timeline. He's 35. Kyle Lowry matches up. No, Kyle Lowry is no longer that prime Kyle Lowry we saw a couple years back. You know, he's still solid, but if you notice, he's not really making that type of impact on Toronto that, that you know, we expect him to make all of a sudden over here. I just don't see it. Now, as opposed to Dennis, people are saying, well, if we don't re-sign him, we're going to lose the cap space, this and that. I don't know about the salary cap, you know, as well as these cap experts or whatever. But one thing I do know is this. Whether we re-sign him or not, you know, he's an asset. If we re-sign him, he's tradable. If we don't re-sign him, then most likely we're going to have some of that cap space to use on a free agent or two. Mm-hmm. So I'd much rather bring back Montrezl Harrell personally. He's been consistent, man. How you feeling about him?
Love his game, his hustle, his tenacity. But sometimes, like, his energy will be good one game, next minute it'll be off. And I've just seen his tweets, man. You know, I feel like deep down he's going through a personal issue behind the scenes. I really feel like he is.
You think so, man? I don't know. Yeah. I kind of respectfully disagree, bro, because his energy to me has been the most consistent from everybody, you know, except for LeBron. Like, I think his energy, he's been killing it, man. And offensively, he exceeded my expectations. I knew bro could attack the rim, finish with either hand. He had the drop step, this and that. But bro is also hitting the mid-range jump shot with consistency. I think he's shooting somewhere upwards of 60-something percent. And that's extremely impressive to me, man. I love him.
Yeah, he had 19 points last night, 5 rebounds, 6 for 11, you know. But, hey, he did have a good game overall. But THT finally hit that game where he struggled yesterday. 3 points. You know,
THC is a young player, man, and the coach has given him major minutes. So I'm like, dang, like he's either going to sink or swim with these minutes. But most young players, given the opportunity, you know, they swim. Mm-hmm. But right now, I think due to the struggles and the opposition just locking in on the key players for the Lakers, like he's no longer that young player that's surprising everybody attacking the rim. Now he's out on the scouting report. So people know THC loves to drive, force him to shoot the ball. And when they take his strengths away, guess what? He's turning the ball over and bad things are happening. So what he needs to do is just let the game slow down, let it come to him, and then eventually he'll start getting those buckets. You know, don't force it. Don't force it. But he's only 20, man.
Yeah, he played 17 minutes yesterday, but he was the main reason that we didn't get Kyle Lowry, which I understand it now. You know, at first I was like, oh, we should do have big three. He's 35 years old, Kyle Lowry, and THT is very talented. Lakers see something in THT, you know. That's why they didn't give him up. Maybe we're going to have him run point guard next year.
You know, well, I don't know about point guard, but I see he can definitely be some combo guard. You know, he can definitely play some combo guard in the lineup here and there. But he just needs to work on his jump shot and, you know, limiting those turnovers. If he can get those two things right, I think he's a very dangerous player, man. He can get to his spots. Again, the floor opens up a lot better when LeBron and AD are on the court than when they're not, right? So it's harder to space the floor when you don't have that talent, that star player power.
Most definitely, man. But, like, as far as, like, the other role players, like KCP, you know, Kuzma, like, how do you feel like they're playing in LeBron and Anthony Davis's absence?
Well, KCP is really, truly struggling, man. Mm-hmm. Like I mentioned yesterday in my live stream, I feel like we're in the movie Space Jams right now. Bro. Bro getting robbed of his powers, man. He looks nothing like he did last year. Mm-hmm. So I'm disappointed in him. I hope that he steps it up. But if not, I really don't foresee him being with this team much, you know, past this season. As far as Kuzma, to me, man, he doesn't really have the green light. Mm-hmm. When his rookie season, he had the green light because we were in rebuilding years. And you really got to see his potential. But now he has to play within an offense, mm-hmm. right? Even last night, he's starting to go off. He's starting to catch a little, you know, Kuzma rhythm, and coach yanks him out of the game. I don't know if this is by minutes restrictions or by default because he wants him to play more team ball. I don't know. But it completely throws off his rhythm. He doesn't have the same green light. But I think he's been phenomenal all season long. Now, would I love to see more consistency, more 20-plus point game scoring from him? Sure. Mm-hmm. But he needs to be unleashed in order for that to happen. You know, I think a lot falls on the coaching staff. He's very talented, man. In my opinion. How you feel about them, though?
Kuzma, yeah, he's playing well, but he only played 34 minutes last night, and I like his game. His defense has improved, you know? And here's the thing that I want him to work on. If he gets fouled and don't call it, don't stop and look at the ref. Get back on defense. You know, I noticed that this year for my Lakers. They don't get back on defense a lot. They let the referees, you know, like once up before LeBron injured, he got fouled. They didn't call it and he stopped and then the other team scored on him. You got to get back on defense. You know, Kobe would yell at the refs all the time, but he'll be running back and screaming at them, throwing his arms at them, you know, and then, or talk to the ref after the game or after the play or during the timeout. That's what I would do if I was on the in the NBA.
Absolutely, bro. And but my thing is about Kuz, like I said, super talented. He's bought into his role. Right now he's a role player. When he first came into the league, he could have easily been a star player, at least an all-star caliber player, because he has the talent. But you know, Luke Walton, even when he had huge games, I remember he still wouldn't start him consistently. And unfortunately, I feel like that kind of limited how much growth he was able to accomplish. But I am happy with his game. Like I said, like you said, defensively, he's great. Offensively, he's playing his role. And what is he averaging? I think he's averaging like over 18 points since LeBron has been out. So that's huge for us, you know. And he's actually got a couple of chances to start. He's been great for me. KCP on the other side of the spectrum has been pretty trash, man. And I hate to say it like that because, you know, he's a Laker, but damn.
You got to keep it real. You always keep it real, Dan, Laker fan. But he had 2 points last night, 0 for 4 from 3. KCP, man, I feel like that bubble experience, he turned up and got his contract, and he's like, okay, I got my contract, you know, I'm done.
A lot of times that happens, yeah. A lot of times players, they play up to the contract, they get the contract, and then they relax. You can't relax in the NBA because you know what? Next man could take your job. Yeah. That's the way it goes.
Reject TV said Lakers are done. That's his opinion. They said that last year. They, you know, I see the sports team saying we're done. Andre Drummond's injured. Oh, Clippers are going to win the championship. Rondo and DeMarcus Cousins. Okay, cool. We'll see what happens in the playoffs. Clippers had Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, Matt Barnes, J.J. Redick, and what and Chris Paul. What happened when they got in the playoffs? Didn't do anything.
Exactly. And let me add to that, bro.
Yes.
Really quick. I was listening to the radio on my way home. You know, me and my girl went out to Walmart, you know, get some stuff to cook. Came home. I was listening to Mike Trudell, and I think it was Mike Trudell, and Max. He was on ESPN 710. He was talking about how the Clippers are deeper than the Lakers. And supposedly he thinks Serge Ibaka is a better third option than Andre Drummond. So, again, that talk about the Clippers being better than us continues to be loud, even though they really haven't accomplished anything and they never get out of the second round. So, like Big Baby said, keep that same energy because we'll see you guys in the playoffs, man. I can't wait.
Yeah, actually, no, man, I just want to settle this once and for all. Let's play them in the West Conference Finals, and let's knock them out, and then it'll just settle that. Because I'm tired of Clipper Darryl, I'm tired of Marcellus Wiley, I'm tired of all these analysts just saying Clippers this, Clippers that. You know, I actually want to smoke Clippers. I want to see them, and when we beat them, I'll be done with Clipper fans. Because a lot of Clipper fans DMing me, Clippers are going to win a championship. Just talking that mess, man, until the Clippers win one of these.
Yes, sir.
You know, but I want to smoke.
I block Clipper fans. They annoy me. They're not on our level. Till they get a championship, don't talk to me. And I know it sounds petty. I know it sounds all this and that. But to be honest, they're the worst fan base in the NBA. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Clipper Darryl. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Marcellus. I'm talking to everybody, man. These fans, they act so entitled, and they haven't won a single damn thing. Win something first, and then come talk to us. We got 17 of them things hanging up. How do you run LA? You know, it doesn't make sense, man. 17, big baby. Show them the replica. Let's go.
You already know.
And we got 17 of these things just sitting around, you know, and you guys have zero. So please humble yourself. If you did, maybe you wouldn't be the worst fan base, but you don't. That's unfortunate.
You might have to make another diss track on Clipper Darryl Marcellus Wiley.
Man, you know what? That diss track, I was just messing around that day, and it actually did better than I thought it would. So you never know, man. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, man. Just the fact that they have, like, a lot of, here's what I don't understand with Clipper fans. They have this talent. They say they have all these great players, but what happens every year in the playoffs with the Clippers? Choke. They think that, oh, we're going to break that curse and get to the finals. They said the same thing last season. They said the same thing previous season. You know, so it's like, come on, man. Until you get past it, which I don't think that they're going to do. I feel like they're going to get beaten at least the second round, like every year, you know?
The West is tough, man. I wouldn't be shocked if they get beaten in the first round. Depends on the matchup, you know? If they go up against Denver, Denver eliminated them last year, and I feel like they got better this year. Sure, their record might not say it, but trading for Aaron Gordon, adding another athlete at the four who can stretch the floor, score buckets, and play defense is going to just add another dimension. Like, I wouldn't like to see them right off the bat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Laker Nation looking sexy in the comment section, though. I see them. They came out to support. That's what's up, man.
Yeah. Yeah, we got people saying Cousins is washed now.
Well,
we'll see.
Look, DeMarcus Cousins, just unfortunately, he's had bad luck with injuries. But I'm not hating on DeMarcus.
No,
it's just, it's unfortunate he went to the Clippers. But I don't hate on him, man. It is what it is.
We got your people's in here. Yo, what's up, BBJ?
Hey, Flo. What up, Flo? Absolutely. You got to show support to the big dog, Baby Jonathan, man. He's been doing it for years. We need to get it. We need to run that up. The subscriber count. Let's run that up.
Okay, we got to get into some Kevin Durant talk because I knew you. I saw your videos about Kevin Durant. So they got LaMarcus Aldridge, Blake Griffin. They got a super team over there. Like, I, to me, personally, I feel like Kevin Durant needs super teams, stack teams, just to beat LeBron. That's how I feel. You know, that's how I feel.
KD is the best talent of all time that never really reached his potential. Like, he's not the best talent all time, period. But he's the greatest talent of all time that just settled. You know, instead of trying to strive for greatness, he took the easy route throughout his career. So let's start with OKC. He promises them a championship, you know, and what does he do? He bails for the team that beat him. When they had that team up 3-1, he couldn't finish them off. And so he took the easy route after promising his teammates in the locker room that he would come back. That same year, he pulled the Judas. He betrayed his team, joined the 73-win Warrior team, and won two championship rings that really nobody thinks about. You know, they're an afterthought. Like, when we look back at the history books, we're not going to look at the Warriors with Curry and KD and think, wow, that team was impressive. No, we're going to think that team had four All-Stars. Of course they won. I'm not impressed, you know? And now he goes to Brooklyn, and they look even worse than the Golden State Warriors because they got two MVP candidates, James Harden, KD, and they have Kyrie Irving, who was clutch in the finals for LeBron, right? And one of the best ball handlers of all time. And now they added LaMarcus Aldridge, who I like to call lame-o because his move was lame. let's keep it a buck 50, right? And then they added Blake Griffin, you know? And unfortunately, they were already stacked. They already had Spencer Dinwiddie, who people forget. When he comes back from injuries, mm-hmm. that dude is a walking bucket. Yeah. They already had DeAndre, who they already got, like, you know, on a discount. And then, you know, who else do they have? Joe Harris, the best three-point shooting shooter in the NBA by percentage-wise. Like, what else do they need? Like, are they going to go out here and try to ask Magic Johnson to come out of retirement? Like, what's going to happen next?
Probably get Michael Jordan come out of retirement.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's ridiculous. The fans don't want to see stacked teams win championships. Fans want to see a 1-2 punch in the Chicago role players battle it out like the Lakers did last year. We took one of the toughest routes in the playoffs. People said, what they say when we face Portland? Oh, what they say?
They said Portland's going to beat us in six. Charles Barkley's making fun of us.
Exactly. Then what they say when we went up against Houston? Didn't what's his name? Colin Cowherd said, oh, you know, the Lakers don't stand a chance. You know, the Rockets are one of the best three-point shooting teams. They can't hit the side of a backboard. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, they've been wrong every step of the way. And then when the Denver Nuggets were going up against the Clippers, they said, ooh, the Denver Nuggets have no chance. What did I say, bro, all year long? I said, watch out for the Denver Nuggets. They're going to knock out the Clippers. And what happened?
Knocked them out.
And then now they want to say, oh, the Lakers got lucky. No, there's no such thing as luck. In the playoffs, in a seven-game series, you don't get lucky. This isn't like the Super Bowl. This isn't like football where it's one game elimination. Now, that's luck, right? So that's my take on that, bro.
But my take on the whole Kendrick thing, I agree 100%. But Jeannie Buss did say that it's going to bring the best out competition in the Lakers. And she said, bring it on. I actually want all the smoke from Brooklyn. I want all the smoke from the Clippers. I just want all the smoke from every NBA team, man. You know, I want all that smoke because I feel like Lakers have the team to do it. You know, once LeBron and AD get back, man. I really feel like LeBron was playing it so well. We're on a four-game winning streak, and he sprains his ankle. It's like, another bump in the road for the Lakers again, man. Just like
last year. But we're not scared, yeah. Like you said, we're not scared. And, you know, I want Brooklyn.
Yeah, I want Brooklyn. Because if we beat the Brooklyn Nets, man, with that All-Star team, Brooklyn Nets fans have no excuses. Skip Bayless has no excuses. If we beat the Brooklyn Nets in the NBA Finals in a seven-game series, no excuses for Brooklyn at all.
Facts.
Not one bit.
And what did I say last year? I don't want nobody injured. I want everybody to come at us with their best talent because that way, no excuses, man. And I'm just like, look, no matter how many championships we win, we don't get the credit we deserve. That's why LeBron said, this franchise wants its respect.
Yep.
I want my respect. The coaching staff, everybody wants the respect because we get disrespected, man. But that's why we're here, big baby. That's why we got these platforms, bro.
Yeah.
We're here to kill the haters, man.
Yeah, kill the haters. And I just can't wait till LeBron holds up another trophy and Skate Bayless is trying to look for excuses like this. He'll be like, oh, let me look for excuse and LeBron wins another ring. I can't stand Skate Bayless, man. I can't stand like people on like the outlets of ESPN just bashing us. Like, we're playing, like, we won a championship. Why are they calling it the Aztec? I don't get it. But let me ask you this. If the Clippers wouldn't won it last year in the bubble, you know what they would say? They deserve the championship. If Milwaukee, oh, they deserve. But as soon as the Lakers win it, oh, it doesn't count.
I guarantee you, if they win it, they would have said LeBron James no longer the best player in the NBA. Disrespect. They also would have said that the Clippers run LA with one measly championship. Disrespect. And I tell you one thing they wouldn't have said. They wouldn't have said that it was a bubble championship. They wouldn't have called it Kawhi Mickey Mouse ring. You know, that's the difference, bro.
Man, it's going to be interesting to see what the Lakers do down the line. It's going to be a great playoffs, man. It's going to be a turn-up playoffs. I expect the Lakers to get right. I expect the Lakers to – once I'm telling you, once LeBron and AD get back, I feel like we're going to turn up. You know, right now – like
we're good, yeah.
Yeah, we'll be good. But overall, how do you feel like Andre – I know he got injured yesterday, but what did you see from Drummond that you like so far?
All right, man. I'm glad you asked me this question because I've been trying to break down this game since yesterday. Look, Andre Drummond is an old-school big man. Mm-hmm. His style, Wilt Chamberlain. Now, I'm not saying he's as dominant as Wilt Chamberlain. That would be blasphemy. But what I'm saying is he's a back-to-the-basket, old-school big who likes to dominate and punish people in the paint. Mm-hmm. People were saying that he got his lunch eaten by Brook Lopez, but people don't understand that he lost that toenail in the first quarter or in the beginning of the second, either one. Mm-hmm. So when he did get blocked, he didn't have no explosion. He was in pain. People never – they don't know what it is like to play without a toenail. I've lost one of my pinky toenails, but not my big toe toenails. And let me tell you, that shit hurts, bro. And so, you know, people want to dissect this game. I saw nothing but positive things. When he was in there, guys were hitting lights out. Yes or no? Absolutely, yes. Right?
Yep.
So, and then, you know, when he got subbed out with the five-minute mark left in the first quarter – the Lakers stopped playing the same way they were. They weren't as confident. You know, we started turning the ball over. Our shots started clanking. A big man that can rebound, give you second chance points, and score it down low like he does is going to give you confidence even with your jumper. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I really credit him for the hot start. And, of course, you know, the shooters as well, they came out firing on all cylinders. But then when he went out with injury – I'm sorry, not even with the injury. When he got subbed out, everything changed. And I have a problem with Frank. He does this a lot. Have you noticed, big baby, that every time we're out here pouncing on teams, he makes substitutions that kill momentum. I don't know why he does it. I don't know if it's because of minute restrictions. Why do you think he does it, big baby? Let me ask you that.
Yeah, I do agree with you. I do see that, you know. Like, we always have – you know who used to do that? Luke Walton. Luke Walton used to do that same thing. Exact same thing. You know, so Frank Vogel needs to stop doing that, man. He needs to stop throwing rotation out there. Like, really, why is he out there? Or, like, you know, throws off the momentum. Marc Gasol played only the fourth quarter. It's like,
exactly.
Why is he out there? Marc Gasol is balling out. It's like, come on, man.
And this is what I was telling people. I would love to see Marc Gasol off the bench. I think he's going to play inspired, hard basketball. He looked great in that limited minutes. We got exposed by Brook Lopez when Drummond went out. He was in here dunking. Like, he posterized Trez. Like, bro. If you're a coach, you have to be a situational type coach. You have to make the proper adjustments depending on what they're throwing out there, right? So if they have Giannis and Brook, you can't come out with Markieff Morris and Trez because they're too undersized. They're going to get exposed in the paint. You know, you got to come out with, like, at least Marc Gasol in there, you know? Mm-hmm. So very disappointing, and you make a good point about Luke. Now, obviously, Frank Vogel is a way better coach than Luke because he's established. He's a championship coach now, and he's established on the defensive end. That's a specialty. But, man, do we miss LeBron and AD. Because you see our offense in the half-court sets is not existent. Mm-hmm. You know, and how do I know this? Because the shot clock always winds down. If we had any sort of proper sets to run in the half-court, guess what would happen? Mm-hmm. Right? We wouldn't let the shot clock expire to the end. Those are percentage busted shots. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but can't wait for LeBron to come back.
I'm sorry to say, but Frank Vogel is a horrible offense coach.
I mean, yeah, that we just covered it. Yeah, he's not really an offensive coach. But supposedly, this is what shocks me. Supposedly, this is why we brought Jason Kidd, right, as an assistant. He's supposed to help on the offensive end. But I don't know if they don't you know, they don't have the guts to take the reins from Frank on the offensive end or what? But, you know, it's tough, man. It's tough, bro.
Yeah, what about, speaking of Jason Kidd, man, do you think he's still going to be an assistant coach? Or do you think the Lakers are going to fire Frank Vogel and then bring in Jason Kidd? Because that's what Stephen A. Smith is talking about when he got Frank Vogel. Like, he's only going to be here for 2 years, and Jason Kidd's going to take over the range, and LeBron and Jason Kidd are going to be 1-2 punch of...
Like, no, I'm going to tell you like this. Frank Vogel just bought himself a 4-year extension. And I don't mean contract-wise. I mean, after winning a championship, coaches don't get fired, man. It takes years for that to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, it has to be a really special situation for a coach to get fired after winning a championship. Been done before, but far and few in between. And I'm telling you, Frank Vogel is not a bad head coach. It's just that we have LeBron James is really the offensive coordinator out there for the Lakers, in football terms, if I must. And Anthony Davis as well. These are guys who can create for themselves and their teammates. So coach doesn't really have to do much coaching, to be honest with you. All he has to worry about is the defensive end. You know, I could probably go out there and coach them offensively because I'll just sit back and let LeBron run the show, you know? 100%. So that's it. That's all. That's what I got to say. I don't think Frank's going anywhere.
Yeah, I would love to be coaching the Lakers. I'll just say, LeBron, you play point, you put the ball in the post to AD. AD, you're not shooting threes. You're getting in the post and going to work. You know, because when AD's – for me, when AD's in the post, taking it to the basket, dunking on people, dominant. But I understand three-pointers, but – I feel like he relies on him too much. You know, getting
what frustrates me the most, bro, about Frank Vogel is that he gave KCP a lifetime membership to the starting lineup. Why, bro? Why? He looks like KZ prison right now, man. He looks like, remember when he was going to jail and he wasn't playing right because he had the ankle monitor on him?
Yeah.
That's what he's looking like right now. Bubble wrap my dog, put him back in the bubble state of mind and have him balling out here, man. We need bubble KCP back. You know?
I really feel like he got, like we said earlier, got the contract and said, nah, I'm good. But maybe he's just going through a slump. And that just shows how great LeBron is. When LeBron's playing, he puts KCP in the right spot. He makes it. I notice when he's not there, I see what you're talking about. I feel like we should start somebody in that position. You know, maybe start Kuz, take KCP up when LeBron gets back. You know, just try a different lineup when LeBron gets back, man. Like, absolutely, we need to try different lineups, man. We need to. Because the starting lineup right now, without LeBron and AD, man, there's nights where it's like doesn't flow. We need a lineup that clicks.
Absolutely, you know? Absolutely. And I think Wes Matthews has upped his game lately, so I would give him the nod. He's a veteran too, you know. No excuses, coach.
Yeah.
Like, you want veteran players, you got one right there. Wesley Matthews, start him. You know.
Yeah. But yeah, man, Dan, the Laker fan, it's always a pleasure. Yes, sir. Go ahead and get out your social media so they can get
a big follow. For sure, man. Everybody knows. They can follow me at Dan the Lakers Fan on Twitter. I'm SoFly24 on Instagram and my YouTube channel, man, Dan the Lakers Fan. Check me out for pre and post. But also, I don't just want to give a shout out to my channel, man. I want to give a shout out to Big Baby Jonathan, man. Let me tell you something. This cat works his tail off, man. I've seen him for years now working his tail off. We definitely got to get his sub count up higher, man. Laker Nation, one love, baby. Got to get him up there because my guy's super loyal. Let me tell you something. This man, he gets great guests on the show. He has had Meta World Peace on here. I don't know how he does it, but he does it, man. He's had – who else have you had on here? You've had Mike Trudell, right? And now he added me to the lineup. So, yeah, he definitely deserves to get his sub count up, man. Shout out to him. Thank you so much for having me, brother. Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you, bro. Peace out.